It's feeling like springtime across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have moved into the 40s and 50s, which is typical for early April. So winter is taking a bit of a break, and overall, the next several days, about seven or so at least, look to be relatively mild. So I would expect most of the next 7 days to have temperatures above seasonable levels, but there is a little bit of a cool shot as well. That comes in tomorrow through Saturday night, and that will be timed with a storm going by on Saturday night that could bring some accumulating snow to the area, especially from the capital region on south and east. Of course, we'll keep an eye on that over the next couple of days. It hasn't been the brightest of all days across the area. We had some fog around, but some breaks of sunshine have come through, especially this afternoon. So at least for some of us, we saw a little bit of blue sky today. Rainfall hasn't really been that big of a deal. We've had just a couple of spotty showers around as well. So it looks to be a nice late afternoon and early evening to maybe get outside, go for a walk, enjoy kind of a less harsh feel to the air. Now, later tonight, we are going to see rain return as a cold front draws in from the north, and a wave of low pressure will ride along that front, helping to enhance the rainfall just a bit. So we have rain and some fog around as well tonight. Fog may be locally dense once again. Lows are going to be warm, running generally in the 30s and 40s. Now, tomorrow, that cold front will come in from the north. It will work from north to south across the area. Could see a few showers during the morning. Then as that colder air pushes in, any rain showers will transition over to snow showers by late morning and early tomorrow afternoon. The bigger story, though, is going to be the rush of cold. Temperatures are probably going to drop a little bit as we go through the day tomorrow, and the wind will turn pretty gusty, and that means wind chill will become a player, especially late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Now, tomorrow night, temperatures drop into the single digits and teens. Some snow may continue in the northern mountains from late tomorrow into tomorrow night, where a couple of inches will be possible. It's quiet on Saturday, and then on Saturday night, we're going to watch a storm go by to our south, may come close enough to bring a shovelable and plowable snow to our area before temperatures warm back up again on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun with some rain and snow showers, windy and turning colder with temperatures in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun with scattered rain and snow showers, windy and colder with temperatures in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with some rain showers, windy with temperatures in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, low around 40. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, some scattered rain and snow showers, windy and turning colder, with a high around 40 early, temperatures drop into the 30s during the day. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds, cold, with highs in the lower 30s. A round of snow in spots Saturday night, then on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun with some mountain snow showers and a high temperature around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.